The loons are being affected by a larger-than-normal swarm of one specific species of black fly, according to Chapman University researcher Walter Piper.
2014 has been a devastating year for black flies. There is a species, Simulium annulus, that is a specialist on attacking and taking blood from loons.
Piper says the flies are making it impossible for many loons to sit on their eggs.
It's horrendous to watch. The flies simply feed at will on the loons' heads, and a loon that has been incubating, you can see their feathers are all ruffled from the welts that they've gotten.
An estimated 70% of the nests have been abandoned. Piper says it's the worst he's seen it in 22 years of studying loons in northern Wisconsin.
The highest rate that we had previous to this was something in the range of 30%. We've more than doubled that rate of abandonment. So that's why I say it really, truly has been a devastating year.
He says the long winter and late spring have produced more flies than usual, just as the loons were nesting.
A late ice out and a late snow melt is part of what causes a large population of black flies and for the black flies to come out when the loons are incubating.
Walter Piper says the loons will try again in a few weeks and may have better luck if the fly population has gone down. You can find out more about his research on the website loonproject.org. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.